guitar one thing, but having a girl is something. That's if you've got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you. A flowers and beads are one thing, but having you, girl, that's something. That's 'cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone.
Girl, he just knows he loves you now.
You're all I talk about in everything I say, and
girl, I just know I love you now.
Girl, I love you. I love you and need you in my lifetime. It's true.
Girl, I just know I want you.
Don't you think my love is true? A flowers and beads are one thing, but having a girl is something. That's if you've got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you. A flowers and beads are one thing, but have a new girl, that's something. That's 'cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone.
Girl, he just knows he loves you now.
You're all I talk about in everything I say, and
girl, I just know I love you now.
Girl, I love you. I love you and need you in my lifetime. You think my love is true?
Girl, I just know I want you.
Don't you think my love is true?
Girl, I just know I want you.
Don't you think that my love is true?
You are listening to the Stonehenge WREK Takeover. 20 hours of non-stop Stonehenge to celebrate 20 years of Chris and his co-hosts bringing you the best underground classic rock in the universe. You're currently listening to a show that was originally broadcast live April 9th, 2010. Join us tomorrow morning where we pick up for live Stonehenge all the way through Saturday until 4 p.m.
You are listening to The Popping Sounds of Iron Butterfly.
That is an original copy of Inna Gadda Da Vida from 1968. You heard Flowers and Beads.
We'll clean it before the next time we...
Yeah, sorry about that. We think someone was eating some oatmeal off of that in 1973. So you heard probably 3 minutes of the 3 minutes and 5 seconds of Flowers and Beads by Doug Ingle. Thanks for that request. I'd just like to mention, actually, big shout out to Ron Bushy. I remember when I bought this album, obviously quite a long time after it came out. I think I bought this when I was about 15 in my local record shop. And it really left an impression on me that Ron Bushy was an outdoorsman who digs fishing, hunting and skin diving. And his drum training goes back to the sixth grade, where he fashioned his first drum by building a practice pad and making and varnishing his own drumsticks from wood. And that really, what a nomadic way to get started on your drumming career. Before that, you heard Bebop Deluxe from their debut album Axe Victim from 1974. That was Rocket Cathedral, a little gem there on the second side of the album, written by their bassist Robert Bryan, and I believe it was the only song he wrote, certainly on that album, possibly for the band, because the lineup did change quite a lot. Before that, Mott the Hoople from Brain Capers from 1972, the opening track Death Maybe or Santa Claus. Before that, Uriah Heep. That's from my new copy of Demons and Wizards that I picked up down the street at Full Moon Records recently. That's the wonderful track Poet's Justice. And we started off the set with Jade Warrior. We had a few calls about that. That was from their album Released from 1971 and Minamoto's Dream.
Excellent. Well, for the next time when we play Flowers and Beads, the little piece of oatmeal is gone.
Oh, it's a piece of history, Chris. You can't
so
rewrite
we can play it in its entirety the next time.
Okay, wonderful.
So, all right, excellent. going to start off this next set with a band that is requested from time to time here on Stonehenge, The Flock. Their first LP was on CBS, now Sony. But we're going to play something prior to that, probably a couple years prior, maybe 3 years prior to their first LP. They were on USA Records, one of the garage bands out of the Chicago area. And this is The Flock. So at this point, they did not have the violinist, Jerry Goodman, who was a big part of the band. But I'm sure you will enjoy it nonetheless. And you're listening to 91.1 WREK Atlanta.
Something I'd like to talk to you about at this particular moment, and that's about the one thing that we won't be able to do together. unless we all become as one. And if we all become as one, and then we can walk through it together. Now, I ain't walked through it all the way yet, but there was a time I walked into it, and I had to go into it alone. That's this place called the Halls of Karma. Now, when you go into the Halls of Karma the way I did, I don't know, it might have been hallucination, but I think it was real. See, I felt the presence of the two energies, the positive and the negative, of God and the devil, however you want it. And they was pulling and deciding on one of them what to do with my soul. Now, I couldn't take this at this moment because I had to come back to be with you people to do a thing. And I proved to them in bargaining with them that I had a thing to do for the good of all of us. Out of this bargain, the devil, he got my body for the good and his needs while I'm here on earth. And the Lord, he's got my mind for the good of the universe and for the good of man. And they both, they got me in between because they both got my soul. So the next time I come up, I want the Lord to please have mercy on my soul.
Devil. Yeah!
You are listening to 91.1 WREK Atlanta.